Karen, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Interesting story I found online. There's a Rochester man who's facing up to 5 years in prison, and he read his wife's email. That's his crime. Oakland County prosecutors are relying on a Michigan statute typically used to prosecute crimes such as identity theft or stealing trade secrets. Leon Walker is 33 years old. He's charged with a felony after he logged onto a laptop in the home he shared with his wife, Clara Walker. Using her password, he accessed her Gmail account, and he learned that she was having an affair with her then second husband. Now, he's facing trial on February 7th. She filed for divorce, which was finalized earlier this month. He says that the husband who she was having an affair with had been arrested for beating her in front of her son, and he gave the emails to her first husband, the child's father. Very interesting story, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Talk about the legal ramifications when we look at the Michigan law on e-snooping, which is called Michigan Statute 752.795. It reads, a person shall not intentionally and without authorization or by exceeding valid authorization do any of the following: access or cause access made to a computer program, computer system, or computer network to acquire, alter, damage, delete, or destroy property or otherwise use the service of a computer program, computer system, or computer network. That doesn't sound like it addresses this man's issue.
I think the issue that the prosecutor is likely focusing on is the accessing of the email, the property, maybe the email that's at issue. And then what comes into play is whether or not the wife had a true property interest or an expectation of privacy in that laptop, which is where it also comes into play that this gentleman had access to the laptop, if they were both residing in the home at the time, whether or not she had given him her password to the email account, or whether or not the password was left out where he could easily find it. In my position as a defense attorney, I certainly think that the statute doesn't fit the facts of this case. It is a bit of a gray area. There are gray areas in the law, and I think, you know, hopefully this will resolve in something beneficial for this gentleman. But, you know, some clarification of this statute may come from this case.
So is what you're saying is that an email is considered property?
It's possible. It's really up to the jury as the fact finder to decide whether they believe it is property or not.
And then also what comes into play here is when you're talking about the welfare of a child. And this gentleman claims that he wanted the father of the child to know that the mother was reengaged in this relationship.
That's correct. That's a big issue as well. When the safety or the welfare of a young child is at issue, you know, that may certainly raise an additional valid defense where the jury may find it to have been understandable for him to pass this information along, especially since this same person that the wife was engaged in an affair with had been arrested for a domestic violence incident previously. And if the child was either present or somehow involved in that first incident, it certainly is an issue for the safety and the welfare of that child.
All right, Karen, thanks so much. Karen Phillips is an attorney with the East Lansing law firm Nichols. Thanks so much, Karen.
You're welcome, Tony.